From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Greeks seem to be sharply divided over tomorrow's bailout referendum. Last night, tens of thousands turned out for rival rallies on the streets of Athens, amid polls showing Greeks about evenly split on the issue. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is pushing for a rejection as a way to push for a better deal with Greece's creditors. He spoke at the rally in support of his position. But Greece's international creditors say a no vote will jeopardize Greece's euro membership, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
The program has come to an end. There are no negotiations underway. If the Greeks will vote no, they have done everything but strengthening the Greek negotiation position.
Last night's rallies marked an end to the campaign for both sides. Greeks are now preparing to vote tomorrow on whether to accept Eurozone demands for more reforms and higher taxes before making more bailout loans. President Obama hosts a White House barbecue this 4th of July. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that several hundred service members and their families are expected to attend.
President Obama noted in his weekly address, the Independence Day celebration at the White House is much like those held around the country, with burgers, hot dogs, family, and friends. Military guests will have a prime viewing spot for tonight's fireworks display over the National Mall.
On this most American of holidays, we remember that all who serve here at home and overseas represent what today's all about. And we remember that their families serve too. We are so grateful for their service and for their sacrifice.
The White House barbecue could be a damp one. The July 4th forecast in the nation's capital calls for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Mexican officials say a human rights group is misrepresenting orders given by military personnel right before one of the most controversial murder cases facing the government. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, a new report claims that Army soldiers were instructed to take down criminals ahead of the killing of 22 suspected gang members.
A Mexico City human rights group says it obtained military documents that order soldiers to, quote, take down criminals, especially at night rather than during the day. An Interior Department official says the group is misinterpreting the military's use of the phrase and that human rights were respected. The military document was dated before what has become known as the Tlatlaya Massacre. Last June, in that rural Mexican town, soldiers killed 22 people in what was originally described as a shootout between the army and gang members. Investigations concluded that many of the victims were shot after they surrendered and that soldiers tried to cover up the killings. This week, formal charges against seven army personnel were filed. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
And you're listening to NPR News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is facing more fallout over comments he made about Mexicans. NASCAR now says it will not hold its season-ending awards ceremony at the Trump National Doral Resort in Miami, as it did last year. The talks in Vienna over Iran's disputed nuclear program remain bogged down, but Iran's foreign minister says a deal has never been closer. In a video posted on YouTube, Javad Zarif referred to Islamist militancy when he suggested that a deal would open the door to cooperation with the U.S., but he added there are no plans to extend the talks past this Tuesday's deadline. Family food, fireworks, and more than a few parades are on tap this Independence Day. There are many annual traditions, including the Boston Pops concert in Boston tonight and the Capitol Force celebration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. In New York City, the annual tribute to overindulgence returns today. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Joey Chestnut will try to win the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest for the ninth year in a row.
Every year, some of the world's best competitive eaters gather in Coney Island, Brooklyn on July 4th. But one of those competitors is in a class by himself.
Joey Chestnut looking to achieve the unachievable.
Last year, Chestnut downed 61 hot dogs in 10 minutes to take the $10,000 prize and mustard yellow belt back to California for an unprecedented eighth year in a row. But second-place finisher Matt Stoney hopes this is his year. The two have faced each other just once this season at a gyro-eating contest in Houston, and it was Stoney who won, downing 24 gyros to Chestnut's 21. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.